once again allow us to express our greetings to each of you. And before we begin, we would remind you that there continues to exist that opportunity for you to be involved in that silent communication, in that telepathic interaction with other entities that would be with us on this afternoon. And once again, you will find it quite easy to utilize the energy that you've put in place to assist you in altering your consciousness and to enter into that meditative state and to have that opportunity to experience that exchange of information. But of course, as always, that choice is yours, absolutely. Now, you choose to exist in this vibrational level. You choose to put in place, to perpetuate what we refer to as that electromagnetic type of energy that limits your capacity to understand who and what you truly are. Limits your capacity to understand the methods or techniques, if you wish, that you utilize to create this reality. Put in place that electromagnetic type of energy that limits so-called outside interference from creating or disturbing this vibrational level that you choose to exist in. You choose to put in place those limitations. You have also, in your so-called human consciousness beliefs and belief systems, altered the energy, the utilization of the energy that you create this reality. You altered, in a very minute way, if you wish, a very small alteration of the energy and the technique that you utilize of that energy to create this reality, to allow you to influence the creation of your reality from your human consciousness awake concept. In other words, the consciousness that you hold in your awake state influences your reality in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. You have in your so-called past existed in various incarnational periods where you choose to put in place particular possibilities for realities that you can experience in your so-called awakened consciousness state. And so you existed in that awakened consciousness state, fulfilling, if you wish, the choices and decisions, fulfilling the beliefs and belief systems that you chose in an altered state of consciousness, and had a very difficult time, if you wish, to alter that particular reality from your awakened consciousness state. You have, however, in your so-called passage of time, agreed as a human consciousness to alter the energy that you utilize to create this reality, to create this vibrational level, and to put in place the opportunity for you to influence your reality from a conscious state of mind, from your awake conscious state of mind. Human consciousness belief system that, similar to the human consciousness belief system that puts in place this veil, this electromagnetic type of energy, it's something that you may or may not be aware of. It's something that you choose, once again, to hide from the understanding of who and what you truly are. And so, you put in place this alteration of the energy that you utilize to create this reality so that you can influence it from an awakened consciousness state, whether you in your awakened consciousness state are aware of that alteration, or whether you in your awakened consciousness state attempt to utilize that particular opportunity to influence your reality from your awakened consciousness state. Regardless, at some level of your consciousness, you agree to participate. You, as a piece of the one, as the combination of energy entities that create this reality, agreed to put in place this alteration of the energy that you utilize to create this reality. The significance of that particular alteration is that you, whether you are aware of it or not, are influencing your reality from your awakened consciousness state. And so it becomes very important for you to understand that in our previous discussion, when we spoke about the influence that each of you has upon your so-called entire earth systems, is what you hold in your awakened consciousness state, has the capacity to influence that reality. Each of you in your awakened consciousness state influence your entire earth systems in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. Once again, in your so-called past, many of the experiences were what you in your awakened consciousness state might refer to as a simple act of fate. But we assure you that somewhere within your consciousness, you had chosen to put in place the beliefs and belief systems that were responsible for the realities that you experience. And now in this new age and new energy, what you hold in your awakened consciousness state, similarly, influences the reality that you experience, whether you in your awakened consciousness state are aware of the impact of the influence that your thought process is having upon your entire earth systems. It's your choice. You see, it's not something that you have had imposed upon your so-called human consciousness state. It's a choice, a consensus that you agreed to participate in, that you agreed to alter so that you can consciously influence your reality. And then once again, you chose to hide from the understanding of that influence that you can have in your so-called awakened consciousness state. You can become aware of it, you can experience it if you wish, but nonetheless, it's part of your human consciousness belief system. It exists whether you in your awakened consciousness state wish to recognize it, to utilize it, or even to, in your awakened consciousness state, to recognize its very existence. Similarly, in your awakened consciousness state, you once again put in that electromagnetic type of energy. You go to great lengths to hide from the understanding of not only who and what you are, but of the methods that you utilize to create this reality. And consequently, you, once again, many choose to hide from the understanding that what you hold in your awakened consciousness state now influences your reality in a manner that was very difficult for you to achieve in your so-called past. It's your choice. When you understand that it's an illusion, when you understand that it's simply a projection of your beliefs and belief systems, it becomes much easier to grasp the concept that you can also change it. And it's much easier, once again, to change your individual belief systems than it is to change your so-called societal belief systems, and absolutely difficult to change your so-called human consciousness belief systems, of which this alteration of the energy that you utilize to create this reality is a part of. It's a part of your human consciousness belief systems, very difficult for you to step outside of. And so whether you're aware of it or not, what you hold in your awakened consciousness state influences the entire earth system. It's like the analogy that we utilized, that each and every cell within your entire physical being influences and participates in sustaining that physical being. So it is that each and every individual in your thought process is utilized in maintaining and establishing this reality, this illusion that you are experiencing in your awakened consciousness state. What do you believe? It seems like such a simple statement, and yet we understand that you go to great lengths to hide from that understanding. And consequently, when you experience these so-called different realities that are occurring throughout your Earth systems, it's very difficult to accept the responsibility, particularly if those realities are what you in your awakened consciousness state would view as a negative or a less than desirable reality. You see, in your day-to-day activities, when you create or achieve something that you in your awakened consciousness state view as being very positive, it's very easy to accept the responsibility. It's very easy to accept that you made various choices and decisions, and you held various beliefs and belief systems, and you expected to experience that reality. And so it's very easy to accept that that's the result, once again, of your choices and decisions, the result of your beliefs and belief systems, when you in your awakened consciousness state view it as being a very positive experience. It becomes much more difficult for you to accept and with the same enthusiasm that that reality which you in your awakened consciousness state view as being a negative reality. It becomes very difficult for you in your awakened consciousness state to once again accept and rejoice in that creation process. And ironically, at the level from which you create that reality, you do rejoice in the creation process without judging whether it's right or wrong. And similarly, when you experience your so-called catastrophes that are occurring throughout your Earth system, it's very difficult to accept the responsibility. It's very difficult to accept that that's the result of the thought process, the thoughts and choices that one holds within their awake consciousness state. However, once again, when it's a very positive reality, it's much easier to accept in your awakened consciousness state that it is possible for you to influence that reality. When you see various what you refer to as political activities that you view as being positive, it's very easy for you to accept that that's the result of your choices, your decisions, what it is that you desire to experience. However, when it's not that way, when it's a particular what you refer to as a political activity that you would view as being negative, it's much more difficult to accept that you as well are responsible for that experience. A validation of your beliefs and belief systems. What do you believe? The reality you experience is a reflection of the belief you hold. We cannot express it any simpler. What do you believe? When you hold it in your awakened consciousness state, you influence your entire reality. It's an illusion. It's an illusion. That's a projection of what it is that you believe, what you desire, and perhaps more importantly, what is your expectation? What do you believe? Now, if you have any questions, we would be willing to attempt to answer them for you.
Does anyone have a question for Josiah today?
I have a question.
Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah. I'm curious as to whether there are any other levels of consciousness, vibrational levels, that engage so profoundly or create the emotion of fear as determinedly as we do.
You see, you and we suggest, as you as a human consciousness, as individuals, individuals believe, particularly in whatever particular incarnational period you're involved in, that this is it, that this is the only entity that you are. It's very difficult for you to comprehend that there are a multitude of particular incarnational periods that you are involved in the same time and same space. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. And so, in those other so-called incarnational periods, similar to the incarnational period that you are existing in now, at some level of your consciousness, you are connected. At some level of your consciousness, you're aware of the activities. And at some level of your consciousness, what you hold as beliefs and belief systems, and particularly what you, once again, in your awakened consciousness state, would view as being a very traumatic type of a reality, be that what once again could be positive or negative, irrelevant. It's something that sparks a very intense emotional feeling, whether that be fear or joy. Regardless, if it occurs in another one of your so-called lifetimes, you are interconnected, and it can absolutely influence other lifetimes. Absolutely. So consciously, what you do in your so-called particular incarnational period that you believe is the one is influencing other incarnational periods that you are involved in. Particularly, once again, those intense emotions of fear or of joy or of anger or of various states of mental disorder, what you would like to refer to as someone being extremely disconnected from their so-called reality. Someone in a state of what you refer to as depression, to the point where they're not able to so-called function, what you would call as normal in your awakened consciousness state, can and most definitely does have the capacity to infect and to influence other incarnational periods that you're involved in. You are not separated from your so-called oneness of who and what you truly are. And so those particular other consciousness states that you're involved in absolutely can experience intense emotions and feelings that can have the capacity to influence very intense emotions and feelings that seem to have absolutely no grounds or bearings in this particular incarnational period. Many times that's much more recognizable in your so-called new entries into a particular incarnational period. Your so-called children many times have that capacity to experience so-called other incarnational periods. You like to refer to them as past incarnational periods, but they're not necessarily past. They are parallel, existing within the same time and same space. As you become what you might call more embedded in this particular incarnational period, begin to look at that as a completely impossibility, once again, to validate your belief in time and space, then that is put aside. Then you begin to lose that ability to understand and to experience that realities that are influencing this particular incarnational period. However, there are within your own physical being, if you wish, within your own existence, connections to other lifetimes. And many times, the intense emotions that you're experiencing in those other lifetimes can influence this incarnational period, and once again, conversely, can be influenced by this particular incarnational period. When you begin to understand that you create the reality, when you truly begin to grasp the concept that it's an illusion, when you truly can go with inside and get a glimpse of that understanding of who and what you truly are, then fear begins to dissipate. Then you lose, if you wish to utilize a term that it's some kind of a loss, but you are no longer intensely influenced by what others would term as something to fear, whether that be a actual physical experience that's outside of your physical being, or something occurring with inside of your physical being that causes one to experience those intense ranges of emotions and fear. When you understand, when you connect with that understanding of who and what you truly are, when you truly grasp the concept that this reality is an illusion, then you begin to have the capacity to utilize that knowledge to give you the opportunity to understand and to dissipate, if you wish, those intense ranges that you desire to not experience. Fear is one of the very first that you will understand is simply a validation that you do not feel you're in control. And when you can begin to absolutely control and to begin to understand you're in control, then fear does not exist to the extent that it does when you believe that you're not in control. And so yes, you are absolutely holding experiences in other incarnational periods that are influencing this incarnational period. But you also have the capacity to go with inside. You have the capacity to understand who and what you truly are. You have the capacity to understand that it's an illusion. And you have the capacity to eliminate fear. To eliminate fear in your awakened consciousness state, as well as all of your other levels of consciousness. Does that answer your question?
That is profoundly encouraging. Thank you.
Are there any other questions for your side today?
Yeah, I would like to ask, before 1999, humanity was planning to end this reality, right? And then we created the new age with the new energy. Is a lot of humanity still planning on leaving here, or does it look like maybe they're going to stay now?
Your date is 1989, we would suggest 1999. However, your belief in time and space is rather interesting that you would miss by that amount of time and space. Rather humorous, perhaps. Now, individuals, you see, you believe in this concept of time and space, and it doesn't really exist. We would suggest, once again, we utilize your belief in time and space to give this concept that you are in this particular state of your so-called awakened consciousness state, and you go through various levels of evolutionary steps in this particular incarnational period, and then you enter into what we refer to as a between incarnational state. Those are all simply terminology that we use to attempt to put into some type of an explanation, utilizing a vocabulary that's not really very accurate. You see, time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. And so your question is, based upon time and space, it's based upon this illusion of time and space, but it doesn't really exist. We have suggested that there I was a Lemurian period, and there were Atlantean periods and various other periods of existence, simply to give you an understanding that to validate and to exist within your belief in time and space, that you have gone through some type of an evolutionary process. The irony of it is that you exist now in the Lemurian period. You exist now outside of this vibrational level. You are all that is. You choose in your awakened consciousness state to experience this particular incarnational period. You choose to exist within this vibrational level with this electromagnetic type of energy that limits you to understand who and what you truly are. But you exist in a multitude of other so-called vibrational levels. It's once again to utilize our analogy that you have a multitude of cells that are existing within your so-called physical being that allow this physical being to exist and to perpetuate. So it is that you have a, for lack of better terminology, a multitude of other incarnational periods existing not only in this vibrational level, but you exist as well in other vibrational levels. Time and space are illusionary. They don't really exist. You choose, particularly in your awakened consciousness state, to tap into and to believe that this is all that there really is. And it's really not that way. You are all that is. And this is but a small part. But this is but a small example of who and what you truly are. You are all that is, not just one individual, not an individual who's going through some type of an evolutionary process. You can have that if you wish, while you exist in this vibrational level. If you wish to choose that you're not in control, you can have that. It's not right or wrong, that's your choice. You can choose to believe that there are various stages and that you have to go through multitudes of incarnational periods in order for you to somehow to progress, to become what many like to refer to as enlightened. You can have that if you wish. It's your choice. It's not real. It's no more real than the illusionary reality that you exist in. But you can have that. It's not right or wrong. That's your choice. We're suggesting that you are so much more than that. You are all that is. You cannot fail to come to that understanding because you're already there. It's not like you're going to progress and all of a sudden you're going to become awake. It's not that way at all. You're already awake. You just in this awakened consciousness state are not aware of it. And so, to suggest that you're going to leave, we would suggest that you are already there, as well as you are already here, as you are already and similarly existing in your other incarnational periods, including what you like to refer to as the Atlantean periods and the Lemurian period. You are all that is. And so, entities will not necessarily leave this particular incarnational period or not necessarily leave this vibrational level because it's really an illusion. It's not insignificant, but it only exists in your awakened consciousness state as an illusion. It's not real. The real world is that multidimensional personality that you are. That's what's real. And you are one. You are all that is. You exist in a multitude of incarnational periods, and for lack of a better terminology, in a multitude of vibrational levels. A very difficult question to answer, but does that answer your question?
Thank you.
Well now, once again it has been a very enjoyable interaction and we would like to express our gratitude to each of you for offering this opportunity to interact and to share and to get a glimpse of the reality that you choose to exist in this vibrational level. And before we leave, we would suggest to each of you that we are not separated by time or space. We are not separated by a vibrational level. We are one. And if you wish to interact with us, you have but to express that intent, and we would welcome that opportunity to interact and to share with each of you. And so we would bid each of you farewell with love and with peace.